Hey, welcome to the Roof Strategist Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Bensman. You're listening to the number one resource for free roofing sales training. Tune in for new episodes every week right here or on YouTube to learn how to market yourself, generate leads, pitch like a pro, overcome objections, and close more sales. And whether you're a brand new salesperson, a seasoned pro, or an owner or sales manager growing your team, pay close attention because I have an offer you don't want to pass up. I'd like to give you my Pitch Like a Pro roofing sales training video library completely free. You'll get instant access to over 120 sales training videos organized by category that can take you from zero to hero in a heartbeat. Head on over to theroofstrategist.com right now to get my Pitch Like a Pro roofing sales training video library completely free. That's theroofstrategist.com. Now let's hop into today's episode. I want to thank you in advance for doing this, man. These interviews are so inspiring to people. I get messages all the time and people will private message me and sometimes ask for introductions because I can talk till I'm blue in the face about the opportunities, but when people hear it from you who've done it, it carries just a whole different set of weight. And they've been very motivating and inspiring to people. So I just want to thank you in advance for doing this.
Hey, you're welcome, man. I'm glad to share because if I can help get the word out, because I know if people were like I was, you know, it's like, you know, it's a great opportunity, but you're looking at what you're getting paid and you're like, hey, this isn't what it's supposed to be like. And I feel like a lot of people were in the same spot I was, you know, when I first started, where it's kind of like you go work for someone. And I know the training, not dogging anybody, but the training isn't typically there, or it's like some of the training that I was receiving at the beginning. And it was expensive content and programs, but it was real abrasive, like used car salesman stuff, you know.
Sure.
Where for my personality, I'm like, you're, when I found your content, that's when immediately I was like, this is what I needed right here. And immediately, right when I started using it, man, it was just like clockwork, you know, just going door to door, hitting doors, leaving those door hangers, sending those letters. I mean, all of it to me, it really like was like what I was looking for, you know, at the end of the day. And so, man, if I can help anybody else spread the word and find a way that they can make this opportunity work, I'm all in.
Awesome. Well, Zach, thank you. And I think we'll just roll into a delayed intro. So joined with me today, Zach Branch. Zach, welcome to the channel. Thank you for being here to share your story. I'm Adam Bensman, the Roof Strategist. We're talking about Zach's journey in roofing sales from quite an accomplishment. I'd love to start off. Let's hit him in the forehead. Tell me those numbers again. In the last, what was it, 8 weeks?
Yeah. So right at about 8 weeks, I've signed, like I have them literally like right here. Let me see if I got enough strength to lift it. Stack. So like right there, that's the last 7-8 weeks right there. It's about 40 agreements. I think 39 is how many I have right there. And it's those total to be 741,000 and some change. And on top of those, like we were talking about earlier, you know, there's another, you know, most of the claims that I have in the Austin area probably average are about like 28 or so thousand. And I've got at least six more up there that are confirmed, you know, signed at contingency with me. So I'll be signing those up in the next couple of weeks. So, I mean, if I really like the on the pencil signed a contract, I've got 741, not just contingency, but 741,000 contracted. But when I know I'll be scooping up those other ones, as long as I don't have any of those sign walkers come up on me or something like that, you know. But so, you know, really it is, it's closer to, I would say, like a good, these are in pocket 741, but you know, there's another 150-ish thousand dollars worth of claims that I'll be capturing over these next couple of weeks. So that would get it up to about 890, you know, which is, I mean, it doesn't seem real, man. It really doesn't, but it's crazy.
And that's in 8 weeks. I mean, I know it might be a few weeks past that, but that's a number that many people will be satisfied with for an entire year. And it's wild, but I know that your success didn't start off that easy. Share your story, man. How did you stumble into this whole thing, this whole roofing sales thing?
Yeah, man. So, you know, I'm someone that, you know, my whole career, I mean, as an adult, I'm 35 years old, and every job I really had, you know, I'm a firm believer everything happens for a reason. And I worked a lot of jobs. You know, I managed health clubs for about 8 years. So I got a lot of experience with sales and with customer service. And, you know, there were a lot of other sales opportunities. I did car sales for about a year, didn't really like it. I did network marketing, you know, so I've pretty much done customer service and sales my whole life. And ultimately, you know, this is the opportunity that I finally found where I was like, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is why I kind of toughed it out through a lot of jobs that kind of sucked, for lack of a better word. You know, whenever I found this, like you're saying, it didn't start off easy. Like, I know I kind of bit on the hook of, man, it's easy. You're going to make six figures. You just go out there and it's going to happen. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Let's go. And, you know, I jumped in with the company at first that I was working with. And, you know, basically it was kind of like, you know, here you go, here's the range, you go. And there wasn't really the, you know, there wasn't the guidance and content available like I found when I found your material. There were some other trainers that he had paid expensive high dollar money to get their courses. But like I said earlier, you know, you get in, you start watching them, and it's like, man, that's not me. I'm not going to go up and like aggressively force someone. Like, I'm not going to do that. That's not my style. So, you know, sure. I tried implementing those tools. They weren't working. And then about the time I'd made the decision I was going to join a different company, that's when I found I'd already used the free content. But probably like a lot of people that probably will be watching this, you kind of think that, well, I'm getting all that I need from just the free content, you know, which is kind of what I thought. I was like, oh, I'm getting, which, because the free content is worth, I mean, lots of money. I mean, so thank you for putting it out there for me and for everybody else, Adam. Pleasure, man. But you know, that content is great, but it's almost kind of like, you know, it's good, but then the best is, you know, like at the time when I spent the, you know, and bought the battle packs, invested that money, I didn't have that much money. You know, like I'm saying, right now, thank God, $350 for me, it'd be like a no brainer. Let's do it, you know, but at that time it was, for me, it was kind of hard to go, hey, I'm going to spend $350 for this content. But, you know, I went ahead and did it right as I was transitioning and going to start at a new company. And I mean, it was like clockwork, you know, just it simplified. Cause that was a big thing for me. Cause yes, getting referrals is great, but the number one thing to me, you have to be able to walk up to a door, knock on the door, have a plan of what you're going to say to someone. And if you have that, your confidence is totally different. Like the first probably 100 doors I went to, I didn't get one inspection. Like I didn't get anything. You know, it was like knock on the door, get the heck out of here, knock on the door. Maybe they talked to me for 15 minutes and let me down easy. But, you know, it was never, there was never like really like a method to the madness. It was just going up and just trying to freestyle combo. And once I walked up and just kind of said, okay, what am I going to say? Let me get a script together. I'm going to knock, knock, knock. This is what I'm going to say. As soon as I started implementing that, going through and using the slap method, it just simplified everything, you know? And so I started with this other company, and right at the time I started using this content, and I mean, I guess it's been, it's about 7 months or so since I've been working with Running M Roofing. And I mean, it's been crazy. Like this year has been, even before the storms, that's what's crazy. I was working old storms and just using this content, using the letters, and staying very busy, really. You know, I was still pretty busy before the storms hit. But when these storms hit this year, so, you know, it's been about 8 weeks, 9 weeks or so since that first storm hit here in Texas. And that was the first time I had your content and I really knew what I was doing. And I was like a different person. You know, you go up to the door and it's like, you know, it was crazy. I think the first day, both of these storms, the first day I was in the neighborhoods, I mean, it was like 20 or 30 people I signed up, which, just to put in perspective, last year I only did about 35 roofs, you know, for the whole year. And I thought, man, I made great money, you know, for doing 35 roofs. Where as to this storm, when I actually went in there with your content and really felt confident with what I was doing, it was just like crazy. I mean, hell, the first day I was in the Austin neighborhood, I was literally, it's like happy tears the day I was leaving. Cause I was like, what just happened, man? Like, it was like, I just had so many people commit to me doing their roof. I was like, is this even real? Like I was like calling my wife and calling my, you know, my close friends, like, dude, this is not real. Like it can't be real, you know? And so, overall, I mean, I know for a fact that like for me, finding this roofing opportunity is by far my favorite job. But then being able to kind of leverage using your content has made it to me anywhere where I'm maximizing my time and I'm making a great living. And to me, and yes, don't get me wrong, there's still some days where you have those, like anybody, I think that if you really go hard at this business, you'll have those moments probably where you want to just, like, almost like I told my owner the other day, I was like, man, sometimes it's almost like I'm a pretty calm person where you're in the truck by yourself and you want to just be like, cause it's just like, it gets to be overwhelming, in a good way. But, at the end of the day, when I look back and think about my journey over the last year, I mean, I know it wouldn't be possible if I didn't have some guidance with your content. And at the disclaimer there, you got to work though too. Like you can, yeah. I think some people probably will buy the content, maybe like, oh, I bought your content and it's not working for me. And my answer to someone like that would be like, if it's working for me and so many other people, it's not the content, it's the person. So if people buy this, they get in on the content and they actually utilize it and go out there and get in the streets, there really is no way that you won't not just beat your goals for the year, but crush them. And I know I'm getting excited over here. You can probably tell, but at the end of the day, we've talked about it, in messaging on the phone, I set a goal for myself at the beginning of the year. That was when I wrote it down, I was like, man, it's scary, but I know, like I told that, told you already, I mean, it's that goal, like right now with what I already have signed up, I'm pretty much right at that goal right now, So that's what I guess gets me more excited is knowing that I reset my goals, back about 4 weeks ago. Excuse me. Once I kind of got going, I was like, okay, I got to set a bigger goal because now it's like I'm already there, So, but anyways, I could keep going on forever, man, but I'm just fired up,
No, I love seeing you fired up and it's so fun. So when did you write that goal, by the way, the one that you've already beat?
So I wrote that goal in January. So the first 2 weeks of January is when I was kind of strategizing and writing that goal out. And I set the goal where my income wise, I wanted to be, that's what's crazy is I wanted to do $1 million in claims, And like right now, if I add in what I did before the storms hit, I'm already over $1 million for the year in claims. And
in five months.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. So, and I feel like, with all the storms that have already happened, there's so much more that's going to happen in the next, 2 to 3 months that it's just crazy, And so once that happened, then I was kind of, cause even at the beginning of the year, I told my owner, I was like, well, hey, if I hit $1 million, cause I like hunting. So I was like, what about you taking me on a hunting trip somewhere? And he was like, if you hit $1 million, we'll go on a hunting trip. And I was like, all right. And so it's like, now it's cool because I feel like a lot of times, you set goals and you may work hard, but you don't make it happen. And then with this, it was like, this is an opportunity where I feel like if someone really gets in, even if you don't have any sales experience, if you're just open to learning and you don't have too big, maybe having a little ego is good, but if you're not too, I think that's probably, I guess when I meet people that do roofing, I feel like probably the biggest limitation is someone that's like, I already know everything. I'm not going to learn something from this, where like with your content, I'm sure I'm a rookie, so I'm soaking up everything. But to other people that maybe have been doing it a long time, you don't know what you don't know. And at the end of the day, this is to me is life changing content that you've provided for me and for so many others, man.
Thanks for saying that. That's my why, man. It is, like you mentioned, you set your goal. By the way, the recording is May 28th. So you said it. January. So we're 5 months in. When I talk about smashing your income goals and roofing sales, that's my motto. You already did it. 5 months in. I smashed mine. It took me a hard 8 months and I beat it. My first goal was 100K and I did well over that. It get paid out over time. But man, that is so cool. What was the hardest part for you, Zach? Like getting started, what was the, I guess your demon that you had to battle, was it internal stuff? Was it outside? Was it learning something? Where was your roadblock?
Yeah. I was going to say, I probably had a couple of them, starting off, I feel like I'm on social media and And a lot of people, when they meet me, you know, think I'm just like a social butterfly. But at the end of the day, I know I've heard several of your videos that really hit home with me, where you're talking about how going door to door and this opportunity has made you a better person and helped grow you in other ways other than just, yes, it's helping you make more income, which gives you some confidence. But the biggest roadblock I think I had is just that fear of rejection. You know, even though I'd done sales for so long, I had never done door to door sales, which is a little different. You know, if you're at a gym or you're at a car dealership and someone comes to you, it's a lot different than you going up and being like, knock, knock, knock. Hey, how are you doing? I'm here at your house, at your palace. Now I'm up in your face. It was definitely, that was something that I feel like was a roadblock for me, was I didn't, and of course, that's the thing, I guess, is you can't be scared. Cause that's something I know for me, I was just kind of like, well, hey, I'm scared to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. And that was my first roadblock, was just getting out to the door. And then of course the second roadblock would be, once I got to the door and someone actually answered, it was a matter of me, and I'm, but I didn't have the, I was going to say that would lead me to where me and the customer needed to be so that I could earn their business. So that's where I feel like the second roadblock, where things kind of got harder, because I was getting out and I was going door to door and I wasn't saying the right stuff. And it led to a lot of time, a lot of rejection, a lot of thoughts of going, well, hey, what, why am I even in the right opportunity? Maybe I'm not doing the right thing. Maybe I'm not supposed to be doing this. And you know, I'm so thankful for me that I not only found a great company to switch over and work for, but like I was saying, it was almost like something from God, where I'd been following your content. I finally purchased it. And then getting in with the owner I got in with helped me, I feel like, really pass through those roadblocks. And I feel like there's still roadblocks that come up along the way too, except for now it's a lot different, where now it's more or less of getting used to managing so many customers, you know. And that's something that, you know, I feel like is a great problem. It's not a problem, but a great something to be working through, of like, hey, how do I really keep track and manage all these different customers, you know? But yeah, those would be probably like my first, I'd say like the biggest roadblocks I had. And I think if anybody's getting into roofing or been in roofing for, like I have, about a year, there really isn't, I don't feel like, a lot of training. You know, there's not, like with the company, like some companies I know that like you go out and you do on-site trainings for are pretty awesome, because I feel like a lot of companies, you know, they're probably shortchanging themselves because they have someone that is a high quality salesman, but they just don't really have the right thing to say. And, you know, me, like, that's what I guess for me, I don't know really exactly, if I didn't really find your content and really start using those scripts, I don't know how success, I mean, I'm sure I would have found a way to be somewhat successful, kind of like the beginning of my career. I was somewhat successful, but now I feel like when I implemented the content and really got to see it in full action this beginning of this season, it's just been, I mean, it's been crazy, man.
That's wild. And it's super fun seeing you in your new truck. You know,
oh yeah. And this is
yourself to your dream truck.
Exactly, man. That's another thing too, is like I'm sitting here in this truck and every time I walk out and get in, I'm just kind of like in awe. I'm like, man, you know, cause it's not like, you know, I've bought new vehicles before, you know, but I never one that probably was this nice. And then even the vehicles I bought before, you know, it's kind of like, probably like a lot of people, you know, you buy something that maybe you can afford it, but it's like that payment is a big payment for you, you know. And with this truck, you know, I was able to put a substantial amount of money down on it. And so, I mean, just that's, so you can see it in here. I mean, it's my dream truck, and there's no physical way I would have had this if I didn't, you know, jump in on this opportunity, you know.
That's just so, that's cool, just, man. So, and I absolutely love hearing your story, because at the end of the day, like, the financial gain is great. There's no way to describe it for people that haven't experienced it yet. That personal transformation when you're self-made, when you literally went out there every day and did it, and doing it by growing personally. And you mentioned something, I'd love to hear from you, Zach. Like, how did you mentioned that kind of that fear of getting started and getting out the truck to knock doors. what was your method to break through that initial fear to just get started? Because that's a big roadblock for many people.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing for me, and if I was coaching and telling someone, would be you have to study a script, you know, like you said it in multiple of your videos where you don't have to be like Mr. Robot about the script and just kind of, you know, you don't have to do it like that. You can, but if you memorize the script, that's what that, my friends that have joined, I guess I've had 1, 2, 3 and a fourth one that's going to come on here pretty quick. Like I've told all them, and some people that haven't done sales are like, oh, I don't want to sound like I'm using a script. But if you get that script down, that's what is going to give you the confidence, because if you go up to a door and you knock on the door and you know what you're going to say, the customer can only say a couple different things. And if you ask the right questions, they're going to give you one or two or three answers. And if you're prepared for them, even if you don't get to do an inspection, even if they've already had a roofer, your confidence going to the next door is a lot higher because you didn't feel like you just got your teeth kicked in by going up to a homeowner and knocking on the door and kind of trying to freestyle it, which is probably, I feel like that's what I did the first, probably, I don't even know, 100, 200 doors that I knocked on. It was a total freestyle where I sat down and I tried to write my own script of what I was going to say, but I didn't know what I was doing, you know? And so that I would say if someone's scared to get out and knock a door, the number one thing to do is memorize a script, like learn the script of what you're going to say. And then number two is just go do it. And you just got to do it. Just go knock on a door. Even if it goes bad, when you get back in your truck and you drive to the next door, you're going to feel accomplished. Like for me, like the personal development that I've got from roofing and going door to door, I mean, the financial gains are great, but that to me outweighs it to where I don't want to go knock on doors every day. And you can probably say the same thing. You have some days where you're like, I don't want to go knock on doors, or I don't want to work, I don't want to talk to a customer today. But I've found those days, if you push through those days, those are what separates, you know, really the good and the great people. Is what are you going to do on that time when you pull up to a door and you're just scared, or you're just sitting in your truck in a parking lot, which I've done that before too, where you spend an hour in the parking lot where you're kind of strategizing, what am I going to do? What am I going to say? But ultimately, once I found your scripts and I started using them and I got confident with them, and the number one thing after that was just like, hey, just get out and start going. So I'll pull up to a spot, I'll get out, and I just start knocking on doors, talking to people, going to the next one. But the biggest thing is action. You have to take action. You got to get out. Even if people are saying no, like in the beginning when I first started using your scripts, it was at the end of basically the end of last storm season. So, you know, we're talking like, I guess that would be probably is just before hunt season. So sometime around like late August, September. And so I was working old storm areas and just kind of going door to door and using the scripts, scraping up lots of deals. And the thing, I guess, for me that I kind of pulled off that was if you go up and if I know I've got my script right here, I know what I'm going to say, the confidence that you'll get, even if, like I was saying, even if it goes bad, if you just set a goal of like every day I'm going to, like I did at the beginning, I was like, every day I'm going to knock 20 doors, which some people are like, oh, 20 doors, that's easy, I'll go do that. It may be 10, maybe it's 10 goals, but that would be a tip I'd give someone is set a goal of like, hey, I'm going to knock on 10 doors a day, or I'm going to knock on 20 doors a day. And that's what I did starting off originally, because I kind of took my goal, like we were talking about goals, and said, okay, if I want to make this much money, how many doors do I need to hit a day? And then divided that out across the week. And then I knew, okay, if I'm working 5 days a week, I need to hit 30 doors a day if I want to hit that goal. And
yeah. 30 doors doesn't take long.
No, oh no, oh no. It's like if you, and if you set, like, I think if you start small, you know, like that, instead of going like, I'm going to go knock 50 doors today, you may not have knocked 50 doors the last 6 months, you know? So if you set it small and set a goal of, I'm going to go knock 10 doors, even if it goes terrible, if you're practicing using, you know, the content that you have out there for us to use, to me, if you're using that and you set a goal to knock on 20 doors, even if you don't get a deal, if you knock 20 doors and you can on your to-do list check off that, hey, I went and knocked 20 doors, just that gives you confidence, because you're kind of like, hey, I'm not procrastinating. Because procrastination is probably the biggest enemy for anybody in this business, because if you procrastinate with this, if you miss it by 2 or 3 days, there's a good chance that you might have missed. I mean, there's still going to be opportunities after it, but I've found those first, you know, the first week after a storm hits, if you're willing to do what most people aren't, and that's work the long day, go out and go door to door. At the end of that fact, that's a big thing, is just is getting out there, taking action, and really just learning at learn. I like to say learn while you earn, because you really can earn and learn at the same time doing this, you know?
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. That's awesome, man. That's great advice. And I did, it's funny. I actually had the Sales Got Back, the printable cheat sheet for the you call them the scripts. I call them the formula, the slap formula, people to keep in the vehicle. Funny enough, when you mentioned about knowing what to say at the door, most people struggle first. I just got a text message from a company that I just visited with in Dallas, put them through the slap formula training on my dashboard. Five doors knocked, one inspection his first day out.
There you go. It's
I so wish that it's happened awesome. To me.
Right. Well, I think, and that's what I guess I'm so thankful for you is because, you know, at the end of the day, I think a lot of people, like the way my career kind of started with roofing, you know, with the first company, it was, you know, it was pretty discouraging, man. Cause like you're saying, you know, if you know people in the roofing business and they're telling you about how much money they're making and you get in and do it, and then all of a sudden you're like, well, hey, I'm not making that kind of money. You start to think self-doubt creeps in. You're like, well, maybe I'm not good enough. But it really, you know, with, like you're saying, someone that had never done it before, probably study the script for a couple hours, goes out there and is like, well, hey, I'm going to go knock on these doors. I've had the same experience with my friends that have joined our company over the last, you know, couple months, where if you just literally read it, I mean, again, formula, if you have a formula of, hey, this is what I'm going to say, you really, I mean, to me, it's like anybody could do it. And I know when I talk to some of my friends, I'm like, you could do this too. They're like, oh, I can't do that. I'm like, man, you don't, as long as you're open to learn and you can go, okay, hey, here's the, this is what I'm going to use. This formula works. If it's working for me, it's working for a lot of people. So there's definitely, to me, like there's success leaves clues. You know what I'm saying?
It's a good way to put it. And I think a big part, the thing that separates you, in my opinion, is that you've already planted the success seed. All you did was water it. You know, you knew in your own mind, I'm going to succeed with this. And I think that missing link, you have that self-doubt, which we all have it creep in. But if that negativity or the negative self-talk creeps in too much, it's like a noxious weed that will drown out the seed that you plant. And it's so tough. I spend so much time, believe it or not, in my one-on-one stuff. And by the way, everyone listening, Zach and I were supposed to get together and do this video in person, but he ended up pretty ill. And thankfully, he's feeling better. But,
yes.
I spend a lot of time on the personal side of the challenges that we face in this industry. Because you're right, man. There's days you don't want to get out of your truck. You don't want to go talk to someone. You had a spat with your partner and you got there in a mood. Personal stuff going on. And it is so hard to just like put that on the back seat and show up as work Zach or work Adam, you know, and be there to serve people. And when we approach it from a service standpoint, that helps, at least for me, I'm curious for you if that helps kind of break through, because I don't want to put on my big boy pants for myself, right? I'd rather sit on my couch and be a lazy bones. But when I'm doing it for other people that I know I'm here to serve, that's what pulls me out from that mood to go serve people. And same thing when I was selling, it's like, I got that customer that needs me. I have the adjuster that you know, their roof depends on my ability to be there and to show up. And I don't know. That's at least my two cents. Success seed planting, but Zach, can you describe how, if you were to look back before you got into roofing sales, who you were and where you were in life then versus now?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And two, just about your, what, just to piggyback on what you're just saying about the servicemanship. A lot of people, and if they don't know me, if they're like, oh, well, Zach must be some super salesman or something like that. I'm a customer service guy. You know, I don't hard close people. I don't like use some weird tactic to get people to sign up. I just give good customer service, like straight up. Like I give good customer service and then I ask for referrals, you know, like, I mean, it's, and a lot of times you don't even have to ask for them. If you really genuinely care about people, there's going to be some customers, and one thing I've never done before until just recently, I've turned down three people who wanted me to do their roof. I said no. I said no. I'm gonna pass on this. You know, I one of them I actually already had signed on the contract. It was a $47,000 metal roof, and I tore it up on them. You know, I was like, I'm out on this because they different things happen, and I was kind of come out on this. But at the end of the day, if for me, customer service is my key. And if I'm gonna put someone like I do, I care about my customers probably a lot more than the next guy will. And if someone doesn't take it as serious as I take it, that's where I'm kind of like, I'm going to bless you and release you and let you go to somebody else, you know? But so customer service, that's, I just want to piggyback on that is huge. Now back to kind of like where I was at in life before this, I mean, every day it's weird. I think being in a spot of gratitude is what leads. I mean, I give God the number one, he gets the credit number one for my success, but I think if you can get yourself in a place of gratitude, even if you don't have what you want yet, that's really what kind of helped me get going. Cause I've been looking for this kind of opportunity my whole life, you know? And although I've been successful, I never have really been financially as successful as I've been since I've gotten into this opportunity. And I also never, like, I've always been into self-growth and personal development, but I never really, I feel like, turned the corner until I got doing this, you know? And, you know, if I rewound back a year ago right now, you know, I'm looking at someone who literally was getting by and, you know, had enough money to pay the bills and to get groceries. But as far as going on vacations and doing things like, you know, that I really want to, and being able to leave a large tip for a waitress or a waiter at a restaurant, or just being able to bless someone and say, hey, let me get your groceries for you right here. Or being able to do those kind of things, I wasn't able to do that a year ago, you know? And so for me, like from where I was at, I was, you know, if on a personal level, I was kind of depressing, you know, when you're married, you have kids, and then you're kind of sitting there like, man, I'm working hard, but I'm really not providing for them. So for me, I was kind of in a spot where I was, you know, kind of, I was down, and I was kind of thinking like, man, I'm never going to find the right opportunity. At the time I was 34, I'm like, man, I should have already found something that I should be doing. And then that's about the time where I got into the roofing industry. And like we talked about earlier in the video, it didn't start off that great. But for me, ultimately, when I look up back over the last year, and I was talking to my owner about it, cause it was 1 year ago yesterday that I actually went to ground zero for my first storm. It was May 27th of 2020. A storm hit in Georgetown in Austin, and I went up there, and I didn't have your content then. I literally just, I got up there and just started going door to door. And to be honest, it really didn't go that great. You know, like I was the first person in the neighborhood. I had like 20 something people were like, oh yeah, you can do our roof. Well, about a week later, about two of them let me do their roof out of those first 20. All of them were going with like local companies and people had been around. And so it was pretty frustrating, you know, even though I was making some money doing roofing at the beginning, it's nothing like it is now. You know, I mean, where when I look back, even like right now thinking about it, it's hard for me to really take it in that I am where I'm at right now. You know, I mean, because to be on a video, doing a video with you, like whenever we first started talking about getting together and meeting in person, of course, I was super pumped about that. You know, I was like, man, I can't wait, dude, this is going to be awesome. Yeah, we're going to have to do it soon. But just knowing like where, like when I first started watching your videos, you know, just the free ones on YouTube, you know, and I was watching every one of them that was there. I had already watched all the free ones, to know that I was watching you on a video and taking your content in. And then, like I told you in an email, I was like, man, you're like a celebrity to me. And you were like, no, I'm not a celebrity. But I was like, to me, you are, you know, you're a phenomenal trainer and, with this industry. And so for me, you are, and so at the end of the day, I know just being in the spot I am, having the success I've had already, and I know I'll have in the future, and being, I mean, just to think I'm on 1 year ago, I was at down on my luck, barely scraping by, just starting the roofing business. And then here I am doing an interview with you talking about the success I've had. And I know I might not be the best in the industry yet, but I'm one of the best probably at what I do, you know, and it's transformed over the last, you know, 6 to 8 months. It's all just happened. It's taken a lot of hard work, you know, a lot of practice, a lot of things that probably go in behind the scenes that, you know, I feel like I do with studying and wanting to learn and being hungry. But I mean, at the end of the day, I know a lot of that thanks is to you too, man, for putting the content out and for bringing the energy that you bring for all of us, you know?
Oh, well, thanks for saying that. I would actually spin it back on you. It's all, I mean, your success is on your shoulders, and you did the work, you put it in, you invested, and I'm so happy for you, man, to be able to do this stuff for your family and to pay it forward. And you're right. It's the little things, you know, going from surviving to thriving. And yes, when you mentioned the difference of leaving a tip for a waitress or a waiter to be able to be like, I can afford this. And I know that you're working hard. Great job. You know, and those little gestures, such a rewarding impact to have when you are a successful human, to be able to do those things for your family, to be able to help other people, even a word of encouragement, an extra tip, all these things. I mean, you're passing around good faith, you know, and that's what makes it so fun. And to be able to do it, I mean, I just ran some quick numbers in my head. My math's horrible, so correct me, but from where you were to now, I mean, you're talking what, 5 to 6 times your annual earnings from before to now?
I would say at least that. That'd probably be about right. Yeah. Cause it's like this year, like I know I get paid, you know, the company I work for, he pays me. I mean, I get paid a lot higher percentage than what we're a small company. So I mean, I'm getting paid a lot higher percentage. So like for some people doing roof sales, if they hit 1 million in claims, you know, that maybe that's 100,000 for them. But for me, you know, it's substantially more than that. And so like, right, that's what, like for like my income right now, if I just didn't roof another or didn't sign up anybody else, I just sat back, I would make from last year, I'd probably make about 4 times what I made last year. Yeah, I know that's what I'm saying. Okay. I needed this to do this interview with you today. Cause it's like, even though I have all this success, and that's what some people might think back, well, if I have this, I'll have that. And if I have this, you know, when you really go hard, like now I'm kind of going through different growing pains where it's like, you know, it's a lot when you start working with, you know, 40, 50 homeowners and you got them all signed and you're in Texas and it's rained for like 4 weeks in a row, you know, it's like, you know, it's been a grind, you know, to kind of keep things going. But ultimately I think, you know, getting on this interview with you and then just like yesterday, I listened in to your training that you're doing about the, you know, the sign walkers kind of coming by. And that's, I think, what'll keep you going, you know, is if you can keep plugging in, you keep listening in, you keep learning a little bit something else every day with it, it's going to just keep that momentum going for you, you know. But I know it feels really good to be able to, like you're saying, being able to bless other people and hook other people up and then it's just like the karma of that, you know, if you're really giving, I feel like that's, I guess, the way when I do it. And even like the other night, we were eating dinner, me and my little daughter, and I went to leave a tip and I was like, I'm going to give him this much. And then I started to take some of it back. I was like, that's kind of a lot of money, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to let that go. Cause that's what I just felt like I should, you know? Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it really is, I think when good people do make great money, they can do amazing things for others, you know? Not everybody, but I think when the right people do, you know.
The right people. Yeah. Zach, thank you so much for sharing your story. As we come up to the end of our time, if you were to be sitting down with yourself when you first got started and you were giving yourself advice, so for all people who are new in this business or newer, so you're giving yourself advice 12 months ago, what would it be?
Yeah. Well, I was just saying that it'd be, I guess to try and keep it where it's not too long, so I don't talk for 30 minutes here. I would say like the number one thing I would say is be patient and knowing that, yes, some people come in and you may, like, I feel like if I had your content when I first started, I would be in this spot last year, you know? But at the end of the day is just commit to learning, you know, commit to learning. Learn the formulas of success. They work. So if you can learn those formulas and be kind to yourself, you know, like don't beat yourself up. If you go out and the whole day you get nothing, I've done that plenty of days. Even today, I go out all the time and I'll go around and just come back, and it does get a little bit of a beat that, you know, you don't get anything out there. So don't let the rejection mess with your head. Just keep yourself going, keep yourself moving forward. And at the end of the day, if you don't give up with this opportunity, I would tell other, also say, hey, For me, when I started, I wasn't going to quit roofing. I already knew I was going to keep doing it, but give it some time to commit to it for a full year, like really work hard at it for a year. And the biggest thing is use content. Like don't just go out there like I was doing at the beginning and try to freestyle it.
Mm-hmm.
Commit to learning successful formulas and then use those formulas and just don't give up, you know. And the self-talk will creep in. It's going to happen, you know, when you start going out there and people start telling you no, and you're going to start doubting yourself and doubting what you're doing. And but don't let that last, you know. Like I always, whether it's watching some of your training or watching like a motivational video on YouTube, those are the things I feel like that kind of keep me going on those days where you're kind of like, ah, man, I'm going to go home, you know. And if you can just keep going. But I know looking back, like I can't imagine, you know, when I think about last year, if I could tell myself something, I would just tell myself, keep trucking, man, just don't stop.
Yeah, that's fantastic advice, Zach. Thank you for sharing that. And I have nothing to add. You nailed it. Patience. Learn. Don't try to figure things out on your own when there's a better way or a faster way. And always be learning. I do the same. I'm reading books every single day. And you got to have that. They call it the beginner mindset. Always act as if you're a beginner. It's how you stay receptive to learn anything. And I can't thank you enough. I'm really bummed we didn't meet in person. We'll make it happen again, Zach. So thanks for being here, man.
Hey, thank you, brother. I appreciate you having me. I appreciate you taking the time and investing and putting all this content out for us too, man. I'm more thankful for you than you are for me, even though I know you'll say different, but I'm extremely thankful for you, man.
You know, there's really nothing that gets me more excited and happy than seeing other people excited and happy. And the success, their growth, that's one avenue of it, right? And then the money, that's another avenue. But what really moves me, what puts my spark in doing this is seeing you excited about it. Because it's that excitement that pulls everything forward, and you can't teach it. It happens. It happens through experience and self-reward and building confidence. And I just appreciate you sharing it with me and sharing it with other people to hopefully inspire others on their journey to stick with it when times get tough, because this industry ain't easy, but it is simple. Once you learn it, it is simple.
Oh yeah.
So awesome, man. Well, Zach, thanks a ton.
Hey, thank you, brother, for having me, man. I appreciate you, and God bless you, my friend.
Yeah, thank you, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, brother.
Hey, thanks again for joining me on this episode of the Roof Strategist Podcast. If you are out on a roof or driving around in your truck, you'll find everything you need right there in the show notes, including links to all my products and services, or to download your free copy of my Pitch Like a Pro Roofing Sales Training Video Library. And remember, all of my content is built around one simple principle. You ask, I answer. So, what would you like me to cover in an upcoming episode? Email me personally, adam@roofstrategist.com. That's adam@roofstrategist.com. Don't forget to subscribe and write a review for the podcast, and I'll see you next time.